About to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We are so excited that you've joined us today on the program, and we just want you to know that we are lifting up the name of Jesus at Lighthouse Church, that, you know what, it's not about the brand of Lighthouse. We want you to know where we're at, but we want you to also know that it's all about Jesus. I've got a special guest with me today who's all about Jesus as well, and her name is Martita Stanton. Martita, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Thank you for having me, and good morning, everybody. It's so nice to be here with you all.
Yeah, we love having all of our different guests. We've had Pastor Mark Cook from Braving Grace frequents the program. He's a great friend and amazing teacher. Martita and I did Bible college together, and we've just, you know, done so much life together. My wife Lisa is also a regular here on the program, but, you know, I'm looking for some other guests to join in as well, so keep your ears open, because you just never know who might appear on the program in the future. But today, Martita, we just are so blessed to have you on the program, and I asked you to bring a topic to the table for us, and, you know, I think that in the day and age that we're living in, your topic is so relevant, and that is, do not be afraid. So our topic today is going to be on fear and how it can try to, you know, just take control of our lives and manipulate us and do all that. So, Martita, what were some of your basic thoughts here as you were beginning to prepare and put together this lesson on fear?
Let me tell you something that maybe you don't know. This comes to my heart because I came to know the Lord when I was 15 years old. And through my life, I loved the Lord with all my heart, but I was consumed with fear.
Wow.
And let's put it this way. By the age of 48 years old, I had never spent the night alone in my house because of fear. To the point that if Jeff went away, even with my three kids when they were small, I will have somebody spend the night in my house because I couldn't spend the night alone. Because fear had taken a hold of me.
Oh, wow.
So by the age of 48, I went to get help. And we did inner healing. And we went into fear. Let's put it this way. I worked at night at the college. I will come home around 10:15, 10:30 at night. Jeff will go to the gym. And he made sure that he was home before I got home. So I would walk in. One night I came home. He wasn't home. And I drove to Walmart. And he couldn't get home until midnight. I stayed at Walmart until he got home.
Wow. Shop until you drop, huh?
I didn't buy anything. I just walked back and forth, and I was so frustrated.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm at Walmart thinking, Lord, I believe in you, but yeah. I'm afraid to walk in a dark house.
Right, right.
What is going on?
Yeah, that's legitimate for a lot of people, Martita. You know, fear and anxiety are two very common emotions for everybody that's out there. You know, many of you are experiencing these kind of things on a regular basis, and that's why I think it's such a great topic for us to talk about, because while it's normal, listen to me, while it's normal for us to feel nervous and fearful or even worried about some things, because we could get into worry, and that'd be a whole nother program, honestly, you know, but when we're constantly plagued by fear, like you said, it's debilitating.
It is.
It's debilitating, and it takes control of our lives, and you know what? As believers, we've got to address it.
Yes. So let's start by, what is the meaning of fear? Fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, whether the threat is real or imagined. The feeling or condition of being afraid, of expecting something bad to happen.
Right. You know, I've always said it this way, you know, faith is believing in what can happen, you know, and powerful things in God, but fear is actually putting faith in what could go wrong.
That's exactly, that was my next step, is the fear is the belief that something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's having faith that it's something bad, the outcome is going to be bad. Faith is the belief that something good and that the outcome is going to be good.
Yeah.
Amen. So they're opposites.
Sure.
But it's all, both of them are a belief.
Right. Well, they're both faith. It's just, what is your faith in?
Yes.
You know, faith in what's going to be wrong or faith in what could be right.
Yes. So I'm going to read 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. When I read this, I realized fear is an emotion that it's needed sometimes.
Sure.
You know, if there's a cliff, I'm not going to go to the edge because I might fall and get killed.
Right.
There's also,
which is called wisdom.
Exactly. You know.
Wisdom creating fear.
Exactly. Or knowing that I shouldn't go that way because it's dangerous.
Right.
So that is a fear that is good. It's warning me. There's a fire. There's, if I come home or go someplace and the door is open, somebody broke in, I'm not going to go in. I'm going to call the police.
Sure. So what you're saying is some fear has a good purpose.
Yes. And then later on, I want to go with the fear of the Lord, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
But right now, I'm concentrating on this part.
Okay.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So if we open the door and stay in that fear, a spirit can attach to us.
Right.
And make our lives miserable,
right,
which is what happened to me.
Sure.
And I thought, goodness gracious, how do I do this? And I had to deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. So what you're saying is that as a spirit, fear is actually operating in the demonic realm, that it's actually a tool of the enemy to try to debilitate you, like I said earlier, to try to keep you from becoming all that God has called you to be in your life.
Exactly. But we don't have to stay there.
That's right.
That's when we need to make a choice to
say,
now I have the knowledge. What do I do about it?
Yeah.
Because God is bigger.
Sure. And he hasn't given me a spirit of fear, you know, but power and love and a sound mind.
So since we are going in there, I just want to go ahead and, if you're dealing with fear.
Yeah, because a lot of you are. I mean, let's be honest.
Just, I'm reaching out so you can be free.
Sure.
Because I did a prayer like this. I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to go slow so you can repeat it for yourself if you like. And be free. And I'm going to tell you my testimony of what happened after I did this prayer.
Okay, let's do it.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for allowing fear into my life. Lord, I receive your forgiveness, and I choose to forgive myself. I come out of agreement with and renounce all lies, attitudes, and expectations embraced by me that originated from fear. Jesus, remove every lie, wrong belief, and all physical issues from my spirit, soul, and body. In the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break every yoke of bondage, and I cancel all demonic workings and all false authority unclean spirits got from me. I command every unclean spirit attached to fear
Yeah.
To go from my life right now.
That's right.
Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
I did this when I was 48, and I'm going to get emotional.
It's all right.
I did it. I didn't feel anything. Didn't think about it. I thought, what is this going to do? Well, the next Thursday.
It's just words on a page.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm being honest. I'm being transparent. Sure. I'm dealing with this. I go to work. I come home. It's Thursday night. Jeff wasn't home. I didn't think about it. I live in a corner that nobody was home. It was pitch black. Two-story house. I opened the garage. I went in. I went upstairs. I took a shower, got my jammies, and went to sleep. When Jeff got home, and so that the lights were off, he thought, oh my gosh, my wife is dead.
She's at Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, so he ran in. He sees the car.
Right.
He's running through the house, screaming my name, goes in the bedroom, opens the door, turns the light
on. Like, hi.
And I mean, I'm asleep. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, you're sleeping. I'm like, yeah, it's late. And he said, you're in the house. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm free of fear.
Yeah, amen.
That was the last time. That's
so good.
I have slept in my house alone.
Sure.
The Lord has taken me away on mission trips alone with groups that I didn't
know. Right, people, yeah.
I was completely free.
That's amazing.
Once in a while, fear tries to back in my life.
Sure.
And I go, no, there's no way.
Not going there with you.
You stay out of my life.
Yeah.
I am free. I have the love of Christ. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't have to fear anymore in Christ Jesus.
Right. That's so good, you know. Well, the Bible does say that he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And free from fear, free from anxiety, free from worry. You know, a lot of times, I can remember when our kids first started learning to drive, you know, and the imaginations that the enemy would try to get me to play in my mind of scenarios of them wrecking their cars, getting in trouble, or, you know, having, you know, horrible things happen to them, you know, and that's fear trying to produce in me, you know, its fruit. And I had to take authority over that, and I just gave my kids to the Lord. If you're out there, I don't know why I'm targeting in on this, but there may be somebody out there that's listening today that you're debilitated by the fear that your kids, something's going to happen to them. And you know what? Make sure your kids know Jesus, right?
That's the first step.
First step. Make sure your kids know Jesus, and then you can let go a little bit, and you can trust that, you know what? Even if something did happen, they know the Lord, and God is going to, you know, bring them into eternal life, and you're going to see them again. You know, that's the main thing. But, you know, we can't allow fear to run our lives. A lot of people are letting fear run their lives right now.
And that's miserable.
We just want to just let each one of you know that you don't have to live that way.
No, the Lord bought your freedom.
Yes.
Okay, you, golly, how do I want you to get a hold of this. God shed his blood for your freedom. And when you really give it to the Lord, it is the most amazing thing to live free of fear.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
You know, the Bible is very clear about, you know, how we should deal with fear. Why don't we go on a little scripture blitz?
Yes.
And let's just share some different scriptures with each and every one of you on things that you can stand on in your life.
And I want to do Old Testament
when fear
and
comes.
New Testament.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Psalm 56, 3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. And I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
Right. I love that one. You know, I've looked at 1 John 4:18, and this is kind of an antidote for fear in a way. It says, there is no fear in love. And perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So love, guys, is the key to overcoming fear. and knowing, and God is love. Amen. So God is the victory when it comes to fear, and it's faith. How do we overcome? Our faith. We believe that God is with us, and therefore we don't fear.
I have to read this one because when we were talking about when the Lord gave me this, do not fear, I was emptying a box and a little piece of paper fell off. And I picked it up and it's Psalm 27:1. So I thought, well, let me look it up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Right.
I thought, Lord, confirmation.
Yeah. Because absolutely.
This little piece of paper fell off a box that has been away for 2 years.
Sure.
And it fell off yesterday.
Wow. So, you know, that was confirmation
that was
for
confirmation.
You to talk about this on the program. I love that. You know, in Psalm 46, 1 through 3, it says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not, what? Fear. Though the earth may give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, therefore I will not fear. I love that. Why? Because God is my refuge. God is my strength. He is my ever-present help. When trouble comes, God's going to be there. So I don't have to allow fear to debilitate me. I can use trouble as a kind of a way to point me back to God and go, God, you're my refuge. You need to help me here, you know. And when we are in fear, we are believing, like you said earlier, in what could go wrong. But you know what? When God is with us and he's our refuge and our strength and our present help, you know, if we believe that, then we can walk through life without fear because we know that God is with us. And, you know, it kind of brings me to the old, you know, what is it? The footprints in the sand picture, you know, it's like, you know, there's times in our lives when we have trouble where we're going to go through things and we're going to look back and we're going to look at those footprints and go, God, where we were together. And then in those hard times, it seems like you left. Where were you? And, you know, in the story, it says, no, that's the times that I was carrying you. That's when I was your refuge. So, you know, when we get in fear, it should be an immediate signal for us to move to faith and begin to trust the Lord in that situation. Because he's going to carry us through it.
And you have to understand, it doesn't matter the circumstance that comes your way. He knew ahead of time that was coming.
He wasn't shocked.
He wasn't shocked. He wasn't surprised. And he already had the way out.
Sure.
For you.
Yeah.
He was already prepared. He knew what was going to happen, and he knows exactly how to walk you through. If we focus on him, we will find out exactly the way that he wants us to walk it through.
Yeah. I love in Lamentations 3:57, it says, you came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. You see, I know there are people out there right now, Martita, that are really... they're being challenged right now because their whole lives, like yours and even some areas of my life, you know, fear's never been a huge weakness for me, but I've fallen into it many times. But it's always been easy for me to begin to trust the Lord because I come near to him, you know, and he says, don't fear. I got this. I'm with you. And that's really, if we have no other thing that we want to tell people today, is that God is with you, or if he's not with you, he wants to be. So call on the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And give your life to him and come under his covering and his refuge and his strength and let him be an ever-present help in time of need for you, because without him, fear will get the better of you.
Yes.
Without Jesus in your life, fear will get you.
Definitely. I want to read Joshua 1, 8 and 9. I love this. Keep this book of the law, which to me now is keep the Bible, the scriptures,
sure,
always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Right.
I love that. It's like the more we read the scriptures, the more we get to know the Lord.
Right.
The more I know how much He loves me, how much He wants to protect me, how much He is there for me. So I need to read the scriptures so nobody can deceive me. And then I know when fear comes in, I know the word and I can quote it out because the word does not go void and
right.
has power and authority and it's life.
Yeah.
It's a spirit.
So good.
So we have to really, for me, I have to really go to the word to learn about Jesus and to have a relationship with Him and to know that He's got my back.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times we can find people that are actually afraid of God. They're like, He's going to thwart me. He's mad at me. He's coming for me because I've lived my life wrong or I haven't done things the right way. And we see a lot of religion trying to point people into fear of God, you know, and I think we need to address that kind of as we get towards the end of the program here. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but it's not a fear of God that He's coming for you because you did something wrong. Jesus paid the price for all of your sins, and God placed all of His anger, all of His wrath, all of His punishment on Jesus on that cross 2,000 years ago. God released you from everything that you've done wrong. If you will simply put your trust in Jesus, there is no reason for you to fear the Lord. But there is a fear, a reverential fear for the Lord that I think is powerful.
That's totally different. That's holding the Lord in awe.
Right.
And that fear, it's amazing because it actually brings courage into your life. It brings relationship into your life. It frees you. It frees you from it completely. But I wanted to say in John 3:16 and 17.
Great scripture.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him has everlasting life.
Right.
And then in 17, and I can't quote it word by word, but He says, I came so that there will not be condemned.
Yeah.
He didn't come here to condemn you.
Right.
He came here to save you, to
that
have a relationship,
might be
to
saved.
Reconcile you to the
yes.
Father. So trust in Him
right.
and know that He's here to love you, to set you free, to have a relationship with you, to walk every day with you, and to be in your life.
Yeah. What a great topic that we've been talking about today, man. If you're dealing with fear, you know what? You need to get into the Word of God and discover what it says about fear so that you can walk free from fear. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and just finish up a little bit more with this fear topic.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Hello everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to our Palm Sunday production titled He is Alive, featuring our Lighthouse Holy Spirit Fire Choir and an inspiring drama presentation. So join us as we celebrate the power of Christ's resurrection this holiday season.
He is alive. Treated from the power of the sun.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there. Right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors. We've been talking today, Martita, about, you know, fear of things, you know, but then we've just recently keyed back into the fear of the Lord, you know, and so let's read a couple of scriptures about this whole fear of the Lord topic, because it's a reverential fear. It's not the same kind of fear that brings torment. It's a reverential fear that actually acknowledges God in our lives and what His purpose is for us. So what do you got? You got a couple of scriptures to close us out?
I sure do. All right. So the fear of the Lord in Psalms 111:10, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Perfect.
Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So when we have that
reverential,
thank you, fear towards the Lord.
Sure.
We get wisdom. We get knowledge.
Yeah.
It's a different fear. It's an awe fear, and the fear just falls off because there has no room for it.
Well, the fear of the Lord actually gives us the ability to walk in the power of God. You know what I mean?
Amen. That's
so
perfect.
That's really what wisdom and knowledge all come into play with the power of the Holy Spirit and everything. We walk in the power of God when we, you know, and that's how we get victory over fear, by walking in the power of God.
Amen. So I want to leave you guys with these two verses real quick. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.
Yeah.
But he who fears has not been made perfect in love and the love of the Lord.
Right.
And what we focus in is what we're going to be doing and concentrating on. So in Philippians 4:4-8, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Wow, powerful. So basically what we're trying to tell you guys out there today with the program is that if you want to overcome fear in your life, like that scripture just said, you need the peace of God. Where does the peace of God come from? The fear of the Lord. Where does the fear of the Lord come from? From knowing the scriptures and having knowledge and wisdom and understanding the way that God is looking at you. So we hope you grabbed all that. You guys have a blessed day. We'll see you again tomorrow with Turn the Light On.
Be blessed.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.